We don't have a quorum, unfortunately, and this is very important. So I do want to start, if anybody has, you know, public speaking, I think, but we've been meeting as a little subcommittee, and we wanted to talk about it to everybody here. So it's the call to order. We'll approve the minutes when we have enough people for a vote very quickly when we do. I do want to recognize who is here now. Present is Joe Retta, Janet Kilpatrick, Penrose Hollins, Bill Bell, James Bell, as it's written, Councilman Bill, myself, and Angelique Maravellis is taking the minutes. We talked a lot about the compensation time, and I guess I'll open up to the floor on council if anybody wants to talk about it. We did hand out through the time, the process of some thoughts amongst council, and we appreciate everything we got from any aide that emailed us, and we took everything in consideration. So if anybody from council wants to speak on this before we start, or just let out what their opinions are, I'd appreciate it and do so at this time.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bell.
As it said in the cover letter, and the packet doesn't limit any discussion, talk, or suggestions and everything actually in the committee meeting. I think that's important. I think that's good to put that in there. I'll say it for the record. Sometimes I'm very reluctant to get into an email frenzy because of the fact that you never know where it's going. And we've had a few things that were what I would consider for the county government sort of confidential type information, and next thing you know, it's being sent all over the world. So I think the best way to do it is read the information, digest it. I've met with my legislative aide. We've taken a look at our district and how this would relate to our office. And we want to be considerate towards everyone and everyone's respective legislative aides. I think as a whole, I think our legislative aides and our chief of staff and assistant, do a tremendous job for us. But in looking at this, comp time for our office works. They can, Karen can accumulate up to 70 hours if that be the case. We have a lot of commitment and meetings and different commitments that we have after hours and even on weekends. And, when you sit back and you look at each one of the districts and you look at what our commitments, and I don't think we're in this business to question any other council person as to how they do business or anything, and I think that they know their districts best and everything. But, we got 191 square miles. We've got four of the contracted libraries. We've got four towns, with governments. And, we got half of the volunteer fire departments and everything. We chair public safety. So just like last night, I had another meeting to go to. Karen represented my office at the meeting on the train cars and the crude oil down at Delaware City. But in addition to Karen being there to represent my office, and we mentioned to Representative Longhurst and the others that she would be in attendance, we also arranged to have emergency management, county police, and communicate or emergency medical there also through the public safety department. But so last evening she accumulated 3 hours of comp time. I don't have a problem hour for hour. I don't see that being a problem, but I think that from our standpoint, we advise everyone that our office is staff from 8 to 4 each day, Monday through Friday, and it's important because we have folks calling about different things, not just train cars or not just public safety issues, and it's everything from putting a pool in the front of the property versus the rear of the property, different plans that are being reviewed and everything. So from my perspective as a councilman, I appreciate the fact that our office is staffed Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. That's what we promote, that's what we say, and unless it's prearranged with the clerk of council as far as the time, if there be like a dentist appointment or something, we have our office staffed. The comp time does work for us, and it's managed. I review it. I sign off on it. We've had no complaints or problems with our chief of staff, our clerk of council, and that's who I refer to as our chief of staff because she truly is. And, you know, if there's any issues, I'm open to have them brought to my attention. I look at the report that's put out on, you know, for our office as far as attendance, lateness, and things of that nature, and I'm very blessed. But I'm not sure in my mind. Well, I'm definitely. I don't agree with the flex time. I think that flex time kind of tends to create more problems from the standpoint that it means exactly what it says, flexible. And I think it's flexible enough right now from the standpoint that if you accumulate hour for hour as far as comp time, and maybe some offices don't have, you know, the numbers of comp time. But like I say, with our commitment, our district, who we represent and everything, there's times that we have 2, 3, 4 meetings in one night. And on different areas, it could be in Newcastle, it could be down in Middletown, it could be at Aramont, it could be a Middletown firehouse. So many times we will cross each other. She's leaving one meeting, heading to another meeting in Delaware City, and I'm at the Presbyterian Church with the civic meeting from Aramont. So it's worked for us. I think flex time to a degree can cause us some difficulties in the clerk of the council, our chief of staff, managing it. I really don't have a problem and don't see a problem with the way we're doing it right now. I think the hour for hour is fine. When we get into the part as far as retirements or things like that, you know, I have a few comments, but I, for one, am against the flex time for at least our office. I think that the comp time does work. It's not going to be given a time and a half. You know, it's hour for hour. It can't exceed 70. And we manage it now. And it's not abused. It's managed. And we feel that we've got a good rapport with not only my office, but with the clerk of council and the assistant clerk of council. So that's where I'm coming from. I mean, I just don't think that flex time works. I think that it'll create some staffing problems and folks coming and going. I expect to have my office staffed, and unless there's circumstances where, you know, she can't be here. So, with that, I appreciate the opportunity to have
it. That was brought up last time, and you're in the majority. As we left, anyway, we'll see how it goes. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Unfortunately, a lot of my motivation is a result of the audit that was recently taken of council's staff and our operation here. And because that particular audit is not public, not a public document at this time, I'm sort of limited in having any discussion about that. So I would encourage all council members, I would continue to please read the audit of our staff here and the time in particular. And I think that would help, and once it becomes public, I think it would also help our staff to understand the challenge that we face. The audit that was taken will become public. It would not be a secret document. Once we respond as council to the recommendations made by the auditor would then present that to the audit committee. And once that is done, that audit is final and it becomes a public document. Then it becomes the responsibility of this council to explain to the public how we are responding to the audit that was taken of the county council. I can only say to you that audit is not something that's going to make us look good. It's certainly something that's going to suggest that we, in fact, take some measure to get a control of this time. It's not a new thing. We had a meeting back in 09, September, I believe, over 4.5 years ago, where we talked about the same very issue. We also had a meeting in April of last year. We talked about the same issues, and we're talking about those issues again today, because nothing has really changed other than we had an audit taken that revealed some things that we need to do here. When it comes to the comp time issue, I would just say that we need to get a better control over it. And I think we started that discussion at our last meeting saying that we would cap it at 70 hours. I think that's reasonable. Some of the meetings I've had with the co-chairs of personnel, if this continues to get out of control, then we would have to perhaps consider some other measures as it relates to comp time. It's my understanding that some members of our staff or using comp time to result in a four-hour work week, which is creating problems. That is not the use of comp time. It's not the appropriate use, in my opinion, to use comp time for that measure. So there are issues with compensatory time that I think that once council members read the audit and council staff has an opportunity to read the audit, then they will clearly understand the challenge before council. And we need to understand that what we're paying in comp time, as a matter of fact, is a benefit to the public. To have as many aides as we have at our meeting, is that really necessary? Is there a public benefit to have seven or eight aides attending a council meeting every time we meet to accrue comp time when some aides said they're having a difficult time managing the limit to 70 hours? So there's a lot of work. I don't have any specific recommendations for comp time at this point other than what we discussed last week. I agree to that. But as soon as council gets an opportunity to read the audit, I think you understand clearly there's much more work that needs to be done in terms of time in this office as it relates to people coming and going, coming in, going out, making certain that the time sign-in sheet is consistent with what's reported as hours worked. And the fact of the matter is, if you're not working for the time, you should not be paid for the time. This is paid for by taxpayers, and we should be accountable for that. So those are all my comments on comp time. I think my recommendation has nothing to do with comp time other than what we discussed last week for this time, is that we would limit the comp time to 70 hours. And I still agree with that.
Mr. Bell.
Okay. Just, I don't agree or disagree with anything that Councilman has said. I certainly agree. I think 70 hours should be kind of our, target. As far as managing the time and everything, I think the onus of responsibility not only falls back on the employee, but it falls back on each one of the council, each one of the council offices. My legislative aide communicates with me as to what she's planning to do, when she's planning to do it. She communicates it with the, and I'm not trying to embarrass anybody, but she communicates with the chief of staff and the assistant, and one of the first things that we talk about is, have you, mentioned this to Betsy? Is, Betsy has sufficient staffing, everything cool. So I don't disagree with the 70. I don't disagree with the hour for hour. I think comp time is important because I wouldn't expect our legislative aide to work Monday through Friday and put in her regular time and to be asked to attend or represent meetings or different things. And I've seen the thing as far as whether it's a banquet, whether it's things of that nature, don't have any problems with it. I think if it's a county function to where we're based upon our individual committee responsibilities and things like with public safety, if they're having something to carousel, whatever, that's part of our county responsibility. But I don't disagree with parades, festivals, fire company banquets, things of that nature that, no one should be compensated at, because that is getting into the political representation.
Gray area.
And mm-hmm. And basically, we campaign year long, and for 4 years, we're actually campaigning. I don't disagree with Councilman Hollins. I agree with the 70-hour cap. I agree with the hour for hour. The one thing that I kind of read into this is that, and I haven't seen the audit, but there probably are some issues. And I would hope that all of us would take the responsibility to work with the clerk of council, our chief of staff and assistant, to try to manage that. If, I guess what I always operated from in a premise of work and supervising others was that not everybody always fits into a problem area. So, if you make change for the good of all. Don't just make change because we're having a problem with a few. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. And I don't have any idea, in a sense, what I'm talking about from that standpoint, because I don't know whether there's any offices that are experiencing problems other than what Councilman said about the audit. If they're required to sign in, they're required to sign out, or, you know, they're required to work the desk, they're required to do certain things, then if they're not living up to their requirements, then I think that their manager, from the standpoint of the council person, should have some, you know, some direct issue with that and dealing with the clerk of council. So, but I don't disagree with the 70, don't disagree with the hour for hour, don't disagree with the functions, things of that. I see comp time as a better avenue of tracking and using rather than flex time, because I think flex time may in fact become a nightmare to right. those that are having to try to manage it. So.
I think amongst all of us that were just talking, even as of 2 weeks ago, I think we agree we just need two more people, Mr. Bell, and I think we can get that out of the hand without any discussion, I think. So, because I think the five of us have agreed on that, I think, that's present. And some of the other stuff that you mentioned, you're 100% correct, if somebody's having the other problem. The only thing is, and I guess we wish for you is from the personnel, if you can look at that audit, some of it, the signing out part, believe it or not, we don't have that. We need to put that in, but it has to be in the handbook, and that's what we wanted to talk about to make sure that starts happening as soon as we can. But in our handbook right now, I don't, and the auditors, Matt, yeah, Bob's
he's here.
We talked about that. I don't know if that's in the handbook now, and I'll confer, or don't you know at the time? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. If you don't think it's in there, I know we talked about it today earlier. To start that procedure if we don't have it.
I'm going to defer to the clerk's office.
Hey, okay, I'm sorry. I just.
That's okay.
When you leave, at the end of the day. I know we do not do that, but has it ever been done, or is it in the handbook? Do you know?
No, it's not in the handbook. Our sign-out book now is for any time anyone leaves the office for any purpose, so that Kathy always knows where people are. So if you're attending a county meeting, or just going to lunch, or if you're leaving early for the day, then you would sign out in the sign-out book. But we don't have, like, for people who are just leaving
5 o'clock.
But we do. We are supposed to have a sign out if we leave at 3 o'clock. If somebody leaves at 3 o'clock,
and
you put beside where you're going.
Yes, we do have that procedure now.
Okay. Well, that's something else we'll read about in the audit. But if that was clear or not, if not, we have to. That's got to be done. We have to mandatory do that. Go ahead, Betsy. I'm looking at you for guidance, too, you know.
It doesn't say that if you just leave at 4:45, 5 o'clock, that you put that time down. Yeah, I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
That there needs to be a time?
Yes.
Okay, meetings, like Holly said, anytime, we need to know where everybody is within the workday. You go out for a meeting, we need to have it in the book. If you leave early, we need to have it in the book. But we do not sign out. When we leave this office, we don't note the time that we're leaving the office.
You just sign in.
We just sign in at the time, correct.
Would that, is it too much of a burden to ask just to sign out? The more open, I mean, we talk about open government every day here, but I'm going to tell you, this is big time open to the real 500,000 people that live in Newcastle County to an extent, because they want to know where their tax dollars are going. They don't care about the TV. They don't really care. But believe me, we hear it at civic associations, me personally, if somebody's not in and so forth. So I want to let council speak for afterwards, but Councilman Bell brought it up. And is this how much of a hassle, and should we do it, and get everybody's opinion on it?
Well, I mean, there's a couple options there. You can have somebody just note in the book what time they leave. We have a time that we sign in. We could have a
sign that.
Or, I mean, more of what you're saying is a time clock. I mean, that's basically what you're saying. we should just have a time clock that you run your thing and just swipe in and just swipe out.
Council discussed that at one time, having a time clock.
Oh, I know. It's the same thing. I remember.
But I mean, nobody liked that either.
Now, nobody liked it, and I don't want to. I'll relieve my duties just as a chair, but everybody else would speak. But we didn't want to get. My opinion, I don't want to start off that way for sure. I mean, we want to do and believe until somebody we find out's not up to snuff or so forth. But I think, personally, I would like to see the sign out. You just sign your name out, check it at 4 o'clock.
It would
you're
be
in at 8,
enough.
4.
Put another column.
Yeah.
Just another column.
Yeah.
So it's open government, and anybody can come in here for you if mm-hmm. you need. Right at this moment, if they for you, we couldn't really say. Exactly, even though there could be no harm or malice being done at this. I just, I think as just one council person, I'd like to see that. But I'm going to leave the Councilwoman Kilpatrick at the floor next.
And I just wanted to say, I think the premise of all of this is if somebody looks at it, there is no understanding as to guaranteed that they worked their 7 hours in a day.
Right.
So the sign out then is the end of the day. Period. And it's almost just a bookkeeping issue for clarification. It's not that we think that anybody is doing anything wrong. It's just that if somebody does an audit and they have to say, yes, all of these people were there for the number of times that they said they were on their time card, that we need to have that. Thanks.
And let the record reflect, Councilwoman Diller has been here. Councilman Mr. Hollins.
On the sign up, sign in issue, I think it also supports the timekeeper if it's clear on the sign in, sign out booklet that what time is submitted to payroll is reflected and it's not a different time here mm-hmm. than what's reported to payroll. So I think it helps all around to have that very clear.
I agree 100% because
the two things are compatible.
Helps us in any ongoing audit after this. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Okay, so just to go back over, I guess, because Lisa is, didn't get all of this conversation. I mean, to go back over the things that we seem to be in general agreement about at this, around this table, at least understanding that there's not a quorum, is that we would be willing to cap the comp hours at 70.
Mm-hmm.
No flex time, mm-hmm. static work hours, 8 to 4, 9 to 5, whatever it is.
Right.
And still the council person would have the ability, the council would have the ability to, even if we say we work 8 to 4, if somebody wants to work 7 to 3 or 9 to 5, we have that ability to give them that flexibility. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then we just need to add the sign out onto our sign-in sheets. Is that a fair analysis of where we all seem to be on those three issues?
I know, we just need one more person.
I know. And then we can say it again.
It's true.
Do you want to move on and talk about that?
Before I forget, I just want to suggest to Councilwoman Diller, if you have not read the audit, then I would suggest that you read it. I think it's going to help all of us. And it's not public yet, so I can't really have a public discussion about it.
Should we just have a discussion on furlough days?
Yeah. We'll go to number 4. We can always come back to number 3 since that's a really big time. I think we agreed with 4 with the unions and so forth, maybe. It's open for discussion from council.
What? The furlough days?
Yeah, did you say go to that?
Yes.
No? Okay. It's your show.
Oh, okay. In the union negotiations and through the administration, all of the positions are going to be given 5 furlough days within this year. So the thought was that we can hardly have our staff not receive them when everybody else in the county is. So our suggestion, or my suggestion, I guess, would be that we give staff 5 furlough days for fiscal year 15. And Jim wants to talk.
I just have a question.
Tim has to tell you.
Go ahead.
Jim Boyle, policy record. Again, the last discussion was with all the 16 or 7. My discussion with someone in 16 or 7 is that they're going to ratify it with their membership. Now, from my understanding, the understanding is, in their contract, is that they get 5 furlough days. Also, they would get 5 furlough days retro, okay, where this year would have 5 days, so they're going to get 10 days next year. Now,
and is that only 1607? I guess we need to look into that.
Again, we follow 1607, and I have somebody from 1607, and they're going to get retro on the 5 days.
Carol
Dolan, Council. I can answer their question as to the other ratified contracts. There are 5 furlough days for this fiscal year and 5 for the next year.
The next year.
Total.
So fiscal 15 and 16,
correct.
Not 14 mm-hmm. and 15.
I believe that's what mm-hmm. they did.
So it's not 10. It's still 5.
The issue was that they couldn't use the 5 days before July 1st or by the end of
the 30th. It should be 5.
So they made it retro into fiscal year 14.
So they could take a day today and not start on July 1st? Is that what you're saying? Or they got 5?
Well, at this point right now, the understanding is they may not even ratify the contract just prior to July 1st. So if they don't ratify the contract, they're going the extra 5 days after July 1st.
They couldn't retro it to the year that we're in.
Right,
so I think they're saying
it's not enough
July
time,
1, you're
five, saying.
And the following year, you get 5.
Okay, so we,
give you.
Okay, so we can do 5 this year, and we can discuss it again next year to see if we like you enough to give you 5.
So in case
I can't risk it.
In case of going back over this, if somebody emails or calls some other council person, I just want to make sure that it starts July 1st of 2015. The 5.
No,
back
14.
To 14.
14.
This year.
It's in a calendar year, and that is fiscal year.
Fiscal.
So
you,
fiscal.
You,
okay, 4 months, we have to use 5 days.
No.
We don't get
that's
it until July
1st.
But you can use it anywhere from July 1st to June
30th.
And then you have to 2000.
That's what I was kind of getting. That's what I was getting.
So you have to use it between July 1st of 14 and July 1st of 15.
Correct. Okay. That's what I was getting at about the.
And then they're given 15 to 16.
Because they have a 2-year contract.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
We can't think that far. Sorry.
We have discussed that we're following. There is a discussion here. But we're following 1607's rules. So, and everybody agreed that we were going to look at that. So that's the one that we're looking at is 1607. So when they come back with it, we can actually, if we don't get this under a personnel, that's very easy. We should be able to do that at a executive committee meeting under other. So nobody will have to worry about that. But if you're not starting with July 1st, we still got 4 months to look at that.
We'll
so that's whether we like it or not. Okay, the furlough days are gone. I think, we discussed this, and that seemed to be pretty good about the reimbursement process. I'd like to open that up and give that to clerk of council if she's read anything or heard anything back. We have not, or I have not.
I didn't hear anything back, but I know, I believe it was a discussion that all the mileage reimbursements and things like that don't have to be signed by the president. They could be signed by
me. By yourself and the council.
President of council was fine with that. He had no issue with it, and I'm fine with it. So, and I've heard nothing else.
That was 2 weeks ago.
All right. Well, I know, but we weren't allowed to vote on it, Joe. I'm trying to bring it up so if we can just hell or high water get one person that's with Sane that comes here that's a council person, we can just get this done because you don't know how long this has been dwelling. We've been talking about this, like we said, since Mr. Holland said, actually 2009. And some of it's, it all comes back on council, county council people, whether it wasn't a big ordeal or not. After the audit again, it is kind of a big deal. So I think we're all in a discussion about an approval of everything else. Anybody, I guess, from the public that wants to speak on the issue? Lou?
Under other, sir?
Yeah, we'll go to Alder then.
I just thought that perhaps maybe a suggestion that if you just convene the meeting now and later on today, if you have time after one of the other meetings when there's an appropriate quorum, to reconvene the meeting then and discuss it and take the vote then. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah, and it's not a bad suggestion. It's just, the trouble is I know if I'm a head of a committee and it's important to me, finance, I'm just going to say finance and public safety, I want my entire time as a chair, and we never seem to get out real early, but we'll take that in consideration, I guess. And we'll ask the president when he comes, if that's all right. We're the chair of one of the respective committees. I just, we'll just see what the time, we need a minimum, though, of 45 minutes. Because as you might know, one person, I don't expect the other seven council people to, they want to have to be, everything we just talked about, we're going to have to do it again. So, you know, and that's just the way it is, unfortunately. So, with no further adjournment, I don't know if we can make a motion to even adjourn, can we? So we just reconvene.
No, we haven't really started.
All right, the meeting will reconvene on a proper time, and hopefully today, if not, as soon as possible. Thank you very much for attending, everybody.